box was a gift from someone. I can't say that I carried cocaine in it, no.
You can't say that you carried cocaine in that box?
No, but it looks like it would fit some cocaine.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, everybody, it's your good friend Brian, minus Chrissy. That's because we're on our fall break, and Chrissy's taking her annual trip to the Mempho Festival in Memphis. So for the next two Fridays, we're going to be rerunning some of our favorite episodes from season number 3 in the comments section, in the review section, in the text messages, and in the emails. We're always getting the question, why the aliens? What the fuck is up with the aliens? Why is everyone screaming about aliens? This is the reason. This is who you blame. Episode number 182, blame it on the AA aliens. Enjoy one of our favorites, and we'll be back on Monday with a fresh episode of The Commercial Break.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Guys and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only one you'll ever need. Guaranteed. We're just talking about this insane, I mean, I guess it's not so insane because it happens all the time, but this story about this Alabama prison guard who helped this, apparently, allegedly.
It seems that way.
Yeah, I mean, all evidence points
yes,
to
exactly.
This lady, you know, helped this guy get out of jail.
I mean, she hasn't turned up dead somewhere, so
okay,
yet.
So let me read a little bit about the story.
He killed some people.
He's wanted on capital murder.
Yeah.
Okay, so ready? On Thursday, the sheriff told local news station Vicky White stayed in contact with Casey White over the course of 2 years while he was in prison and serving time. Mm-hmm. He said the two also communicated over the phone. Authorities issued an arrest warrant Monday for the officer, saying she participated in the escape. She faces charges including permitting or facilitating the escape of an inmate. She was also fired from her position. Well, good job. Great job, HR.
Yeah.
Of course. She currently...
Red flag.
Yeah, she is currently wanted as...
You've been flagged.
Hi, Vicky, do you mind stepping into HR for a second? Hey, we heard about that. You helping the inmate escape and everything. And unfortunately, we're going to have to put a note in your HR file. That's a first offense, two offenses, and you're going to be docked 1 hour of pay.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, she's an accomplice, Singleton told CNN. Yeah. It's obvious from the evidence that we have gathered. He didn't kidnap her or force her to do anything as far as getting the car is concerned once they left the facility. Vicky White is an assistant corrections officer at the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office, where she's worked for 16 years. An exemplary employee, admired and respected by her coworkers, some people close to her said.
What were their standards at this particular place?
I mean, we're talking about the Lauderdale Sheriff's Office. I'm not making fun of Lauderdale Sheriff's Office. I'm sure they're wonderful, but I mean...
But Lauderdale, Alabama.
Lauderdale, Alabama. Yeah. Not Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Yeah. Casey White. Who is Casey White? Casey White is a 38-year-old serving a 75-year prison sentence for kidnapping and attempted murder after he was convicted of trying to kill his ex-girlfriend and kidnapping her two roommates. He also faces capital murder charges in the 2015 murder for hire slaying of Connie Ridgway after he confessed to killing her while in custody.
Jesus,
he was set to go on trial next month. He's considered extremely, you don't fucking say extremely dangerous. Love this one.
Yeah.
You know, he's considered armed and dangerous. You don't say, don't approach him in public. What am I going to do? Ask him out for coffee? I'm asking the guy what his fucking, you know, hey, you want to exchange Gmail cards? I mean, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm going to run screaming and yell. Ah!
Find me on Facebook.
Yeah. Hit me up on Tinder. At the commercial break on Instagram, brother.
Yeah.
This is not the guy, like, we're not cheering this guy on. You're not going to.
Apparently, he wooed her.
Casey White stands 6'9" tall. And weighs about 260 pounds. Foot nine. No, Casey White, the guy.
Oh, okay. I thought that was her.
The sheriff's officer has
6'9".
6 foot fucking nine.
Yeah, that's basketball level.
That's crazy how tall that guy. Yeah. How do you hide a 6'9" human being? Howard Stern is like 6'7".
Yeah.
And he towers over anybody in the room. I mean, if you're at 6'9".
Yeah.
I one time sat next to the basketball coach of Brigham. I think it was Brigham Young University. Was it Brigham Young or Utah State? I can't remember. but he was a well-known basketball coach.
Right.
And the guy was 6'3". Mm-hmm. And I sat next to him in first class, and his knees were it's first class, and his knees were like up on near his face. You can't ignore someone that's more than 6'3".
No, I was a basketball hostess my freshman year in college.
And you're 6'8".
And I'm 5'2". And those basketball players, I mean, one of them was just super tall. I remember I have a picture with him because, I mean, it was just like he was double.
Yeah, he was. It's like a weird.
It was
like
almost
a
double. Weird,
you know how it is. So surveillance footage shows the inmate and prison guard leaving the jail together. Authorities are searching for an Alabama correctional officer inmate who were unrelated but had a special relationship. Authorities released surveillance video showing Casey White being escorted by Vicky White out of the Lauderdale detention center.
Name.
Yes, that's weird, but they're not related. Mm-hmm. Footage shows the pair driving
to
a parking lot.
In some weird
way. Oh, they went to a shopping center where then the car was abandoned.
Oh.
Oh, what led to the disappearance? Vicky White had turned in paperwork.
Yeah, she resigned the day before.
She retired the day before.
Yeah.
Due to the escape, it was apparent in a
she's
sprawling.
She's not getting that pension.
She also recently sold her home on sprawling 4 acres. Yeah, she's not getting I don't think you're getting a pension. She was trying, though. That's what she was doing. She was trying. Yeah.
She was like,
because,
maybe.
You know, those fucking jobs, those like county municipal jobs.
There's probably some way she could like come back and
is.
Then sue
of
and then
course
whatever.
There is. She sold her house well below market value only 12 days before the disappearance. She could be armed with an AR-15.
An AR-15?
Jesus. I'm here to protect my Jack the Beanstalk here.
A giant. Yeah.
6'9". How do you miss this guy? Come on. You're in fucking Lauderdale, Alabama, and you can't find the 6'9" guy?
No.
Here's the thing. Like we were saying, any time that an inmate escape is publicized like this, they get caught.
I do.
And that is because...
And I see a Netflix. Yeah. I smell a Netflix
deal. Do you remember the whole one about the three-way one that was going on?
Yes. Not
John Leguizamo.
Patricia Arquette played it.
What's his name? Benicio del Toro.
Was he the one?
Yeah, he was the one who played the older inmate. Was he was so fucking good in that movie.
The one that just happened a few years ago.
The movie.
Yeah.
That they put out. Or the series.
About the up in New York.
Yeah, up in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And there was a three-way inmate.
There was.
It was like
two
fucking
guys
relationship
ran.
Going on. Yeah, they ran.
She stayed behind, but those
two
guys ran.
She got the better
ran.
Of it. Yeah.
She got him out.
She
and then they ran.
They literally dug a hole through the sewer, and then they popped up like 30 yards.
They pulled a Shawshank.
Shawshank Redemption. And they were
it's a great movie,
they were doing
way.
A train on this sheriff's officer.
Oh, yeah.
And she helped them. She would get them, you know, she was bringing them paint supplies, and the paint supplies had like saws in it and stuff, like saws.
I mean, it's either that or an alien. So.
Yeah, well, you got to fuck something. Guess you got to fuck something. Like Brian always says, when I'm long gone and dead, people are going to quote me. They're like, oh, you gotta fuck something. As Green said, as B Green
PG.
Used to say, yeah,
PG.
You gotta fuck something. And facts aren't always the truth.
That's right.
6'9". And that brings me to the next story, which is something that Chrissy sent me over here. He was 5'7" before surgery.
Mm-hmm.
After surgery, he's 5'10".
Yes.
This is a guy. This is happening increasingly, apparently, with men who are dissatisfied with their height. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is there a minimum height requirement for you? Like, I know a lot of women say they can't be under 5'10". They can't be under 5'7".
No.
No, you don't care.
No, I don't care.
We know a lot of short men. We've worked with short men. It seems to be the problem with men, right? Mm-hmm. Short women, there seems to be no issue with short women. But short men, there
it's
seems
something about
something
an ego
about yeah ego.
Thing.
They all seem to be a little bloat. Not all of them. No. I know some short people who are perfectly fine, but also there are some short people who seem to fit right into that Napoleon complex generalization.
Yes,
because I don't know, they're angry at the world, and I can understand because I think short men, especially short men, are just they're just kind of looked over. Pun intended. They're just kind of looked over, right? If you're 6'9".
You're commanding.
Anyone.
And there's been studies done. Most of the, or majority of major presidents, and heads CEOs of companies and CEOs are tall.
Are tall. Mm-hmm. Because I think people just naturally
You got the confidence.
They got the confidence. Yeah, it looks like they command the presence. Yeah. Yeah, there's something about a physical stature that really plays in, I think, mentally into how people treat you, right? And so when you're short, I think you get ignored. Mm-hmm. And that's really unfortunate. So
this is how cosmetic surgery has become.
That's right.
The boom.
That's right.
In this country. Men,
if you got
women,
small tits, no one pays attention. Yeah, get big tits.
Yeah,
right.
Get the big ones. Yeah. Get the booty lift. Get the Brazilian butt lift.
But I gotta say, I have dated women with small boobs and I've dated women with big boobs. Yeah. And I know that I can never put myself inside of a small breasted woman's world, but I think they're just as hot and sexy as big boobs.
Absolutely they are.
Yeah, I love it. I think I don't care, actually.
Yeah, well, that's the same
if
way with
I get
me
to
with
see
guys.
A boob, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about height.
Yeah, you don't care about their height because you're like, if they got a dick, I'll take it. No, that's Chris.
No, I go for the mine.
When I'm dead and gone, they'll say, remember Brian used to say you got to fuck somebody? Christy used to say, well, if they got a dick, I'll fuck it.
No.
I'm kidding. Kidding, everybody. Settle down. Jesus. Jones. I just happy to be around a breast.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit whether it's big or it's small. I think they're attractive in both ways, right? But I understand that height is one of those things that you just like.
You get a little complex.
Yeah, most women are not showing me
you
their.
You get a complex.
You get a complex. Most women are not showing me their boobs.
This started off as something that was meant for people who had actual deformity. Or I don't know if you'd call it a deformity, but something to where it's just
you genetics.
Have inches of a wrong size leg.
Oh, yeah.
So where it makes you limp. Yeah. I mean, it's a problem.
That's a deformity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
this is how it started.
This brings me.
And now people are just getting it done.
Back around. Yeah, of course they are. Because that's.
How does it even happen? I didn't read the whole article.
They break your leg and they break your leg and then.
They put extra.
And they stretch your leg.
Wow. Yeah,
and they stretch your bone.
Wow.
That's what they do. And here is the thing. This reminds me of all these shows that I love. Mm-hmm. All these small people, right? Little people, I guess. I guess I love the little people shows, and I don't love the little people shows because there is some comedy in it for me. Like, oh, look at that little guy running around. It's because
they
can accomplish anything. Mm-hmm. They're human beings; they can accomplish anything. And I love the attitude that most of these shows take with the little people, which is I do not want to be accommodated to. I want to make my life accommodating. So most of these, like the Little People, Big World is coming back on.
Okay. This is one of my favorites. That is one of your favorites.
One of my favorites because I like the personalities in the show. I don't give a shit that they're little or they're big or whatever. Now I like the person, Matt Roloff and the Roloff farm. He's got a pumpkin farm and he's a little tyrant running around.
Really?
Yeah. And then Amy's his ex-wife and she's, can't decide what she wants to do with herself. And there's the kids. They want the farm. They don't want the farm. But this guy is like a fucking, he's a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
And he's done it all. He used to go to like conferences and sell stools for them for hotels to put into
perfect
for little people.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a great idea.
This guy is not let the world is his oyster. He has not let one fucking thing stop him. Seven Little Johnson, same fucking thing. The world is your oyster. Get it. Right. But I can only, and most of these, so now that the kids are getting old enough, and Seven Little Johnsons to date, and most of them are dating average-sized people.
Yeah. No, makes sense.
Which is awesome. I'm like, fucking cares that you're short. Whatever, There's a couple of, I've seen a couple of these shows where I think the girls are really attractive. I'm like, oh, those are attractive women, right?
Exactly.
Regardless of their size. But
it's
for
about
men.
Their personality and their mind.
Yeah, that too. but these men... Do you remember the Bagel Boss? Do you remember Bagel Boss?
The Cake Boss.
No, not Cake Boss. Fuck that guy. He cut off his hand. Remember, he got his hand chopped off in like a horrible cake bossing accident.
Cake bossing.
He put his hand into like a grinder, like I can't remember what it was. Like a meat grinder or something. Yeah, and
Why was he doing meat for a cake?
I don't know. He's a weird guy. He's all weird. I don't think that show even exists anymore because I think after he cut off, he lost the Midas touch. Now he's just like, just like the rest of us now, making shitty cakes that taste like cardboard and say happy birthday. So Bagel Boss was this phenomenon that happened a number of years ago when a very short, angry man walked into a bagel shop and he got into an argument with the person behind the counter.
Okay.
And then he went on this like 7-minute tirade screaming and yelling about how women wouldn't fuck him because he's small and fuck you and you're all fake. And it went from I didn't get cream cheese on my bagel to the whole world is a fucking asshole because you won't date me. Most people saw him as just like a little asshole, right? Yeah. Which he was. He was a little asshole. And then he made a number of other videos. Then he thought he was famous. He made a number of videos. He ended up sleeping in his car. This is his whole thing, right? He's up in New Jersey or something.
Okay.
But while everybody in Howard Stern took it and ran with it, and he had him on the show, and the guy was screaming and yelling, you know, everyone thought it was funny to poke the bee's nest and watch him blow up. And he did. He had no emotional control whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He was an emotional two-year-old. But while everybody else was making fun of him, I had a thought that I actually felt bad for the guy. Because when you're when he's like 4 foot 11 or 5 foot, when he's getting the short end of the stick and women were like swiping right on his Tinder profile so they could go on a date and film it and make fun of him and all this other stuff. No. It was really kind of fucking cock-knocky, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really fucking shitty because there's something
people
about
are the worst sometimes.
I'm not talking about a little person like with achondroplasia or some kind of syndrome. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a person who just happens to be short.
Yeah.
Right. Especially guys, they really get I don't know any other way to put it, short end of the stick. It's really shitty way to put it, but it's the short end of the stick. And I feel bad. I have heard out of so many women's mouths, I won't date anybody under 5'10".
Oh, yeah.
I won't date anybody under 5'10".
Well, I think it also depends on how tall the woman is. I'm short, 5'2".
Yeah.
So everybody's pretty much taller than me.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I wouldn't date you.
So
wouldn't date you. You're just too short.
But I'm saying, like, if you're a woman who's 5'10",
yeah,
then maybe you don't want to date somebody that's shorter than you because we like to wear our heels and we like to do that kind of thing. So, you know, maybe that's the thing.
We all have our preferences.
Yeah, we do. And I think that's fine.
I prefer the people I date have all their teeth and 10 fingers and toes.
Yes.
But there's something a little extra mean-spirited about when women kind of poke at guys about their height.
And that's why they're on the dating apps, because they can't find somebody.
I'm saying like, this as a short guy, by the way.
Like, I have, you know, when you're a woman and you automatically say, I need this, you're never going to find it. So
never going to, unless you're the Bachelorette. Unless you're the Bachelorette, and then you're going to get whatever you want.
But they don't even work out.
Well, no, they don't work out, but that's not the point. The point isn't to work out on the show. Yeah. The point is how famous can you get after the show? This whole thing has just become a large...
It is.
It's just a time suck for fame, right?
It is.
You're just wasting your time. You're making a little bit of an ass of yourself so that afterwards you can be some special correspondent on the E! Channel.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Or get a spinoff.
That's right. God damn, I hate those fucking shows where these people, they just go... Because there's absolutely... And I get into it too. When Astrid starts watching it, I get into it.
Of
I get all
you do.
Upset with myself that I'm now watching The Bachelorette.
Don't be hard on yourself.
Well, no, I'm not, because I make fun of it the whole time. Astrid hates it. She drives her fucking crazy that I just sit around making fun of it. Well, just know that now there is a cosmetic surgery that can help you grow inches.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is break your fucking legs and stretch them. That's unbelievably painful.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine if I. Here's a different way to look at it too. What if you wouldn't date a guy because he's this short, but then he's not that short anymore and you date him and then you find out he got the surgery? Like, I think that would be a turnoff in itself.
Well, it'd be like
you're that vain.
I dated a woman for 2 years and I had no idea.
Who broke her own legs to make them longer?
No, she got a boob job at like the age of 17.
Yeah, but I'm talking about breaking your own legs.
Well,
taller.
Cutting open your chest through the muscle cavity?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing, really is. And all it is in the pursuit of looking more attractive to the other sex or feeling more better about yourself.
Mm-hmm,
maybe it's not always about the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever. Maybe it's about just feeling better about yourself, right? The procedure is
bones,
drastic.
Once you're going to the bone, though.
People break their noses all the time, and they break their noses, they get their eyesight, they get the fucking anything. I mean, people go through crazy extreme lengths.
I know.
To just look a little bit better, in their opinion, a little bit better, so that they feel better about themselves. And you can understand.
Each to their own.
That it's each their own. If for your entire life, everyone was looking at you as just kind of like almost like a jester because of how short you were.
Mm-hmm.
All you'd want to do is just for one day be a couple inches taller so that people wouldn't look at you in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be the same thing with a person who's uncomfortable, a woman who's uncomfortable with her chest, right? I just want to have boobs for one day. I dated a woman who had a huge chest and she was like the second that I can afford to get these boobs cut off,
oh, yeah.
I'm getting these boobs
friend,
cut off.
I had a friend that was like that too. They're painful.
Yeah, you can, and I, you know, you can't blame them. She's like, I don't want to be, I don't want the first thing that everybody in the world sees is my fucking headlights. That's
but
just
then
what I know.
Other people want that. So
and
it
other people want that.
That.
Yeah, I got. Look,
that.
I'm going the same direction. I'm pretty soon. I'm going to get a boob reduction.
I prefer all natural.
To each their own. God bless America. But, you know, we have lots of friends that believe in the guy. Absolute opposite. It's like,
I'm not ruling it out for myself one day.
Oh, I'm getting plastic surgery. Yeah. Oh, it's coming. Yeah. You better believe.
TCB.
Yeah. It's fucking A, right.
We're expensing this.
What I want to do is get a relationship with a plastic surgeon so that we can just talk about it on air and then he gives us our shit for free.
Perfect.
I want Botox. I want a dick lift. I want a... I want a sack lift. Yeah. I want the whole
body
lift.
I want a whole body lift.
Oh, my. You want the whole body lift?
I want a lot of the body lifted.
You just lift the whole thing. Wait, they're going to cut you open from stiff to stern. You're going to have slices all over your
kidding.
Gut and your
I
stomach.
Don't.
Yeah, you're going to get it. Come on. You're going to tell me you're not going to get plastic surgery. That's bullshit. When it's so available and now so cheap that, you know, basically anybody on almost any income can at least get Botox or a little fit, you know, nip and tuck here and there. It's going to happen. The plastic surgery
I tried Botox once and it just, I mean, I was like, yeah.
Rachel made me an appointment one time about Rachel's birthday gift to me one time when I was only like 30. I was in my early 30s and I'm over at her house and my birthday had just passed and we're drinking and getting fucked up and having fun. And she was like, I got you a birthday gift. And I'm like, what's that? She's like, I'm getting you Botox right around here because it's terrible. It's terrible. And I was like, what the fuck? And I'm just being honest. I was like, Rachel.
Well, she gets like preventative stuff done, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she looks good.
She looks amazing.
She looks great. Some people go to the right doctor.
Well, the right doctor is everything.
Then we know some people who've gone to the wrong doctor.
Yes,
and
we
they
do.
Look like alien fuckers. Yeah, that's what they look like. They look like, or the alien that's getting fucked. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to mention while we're talking about good looks and all this other stuff, I just wanted to mention it again, is that I did find somebody to get on Seeking Arrangements.
Oh,
and they already started. They're already signed up, and we're going to get some updates from them as they go along.
Nice.
I'm hoping that they
Where are they located in the world?
They are in New York.
In New York.
So I think this might happen pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, but
that's a good market.
He already signed up. He's already ready to rock. We did this just hours ago, literally. And so as soon as the results come in, I'm going to have him come on and talk about his experience. Give it a couple weeks, and I'll have him come on and talk about his experience. I don't know if we'll have the same experience that Marlon did, but I'm hoping that we get a similar reaction. Yeah. Guys, handsome guy, smart dude. Marlon. By the way, he's like, that's way too close to my name. That's way too close to my name. And I was like, no one's going to know it's you, dude. I don't even know that they know we're friends. Like, no, don't care. He's already texting me. But I said, you have to keep me up to date.
Yes.
So they're going to be on date number 4 later on this weekend. Getting closer and closer to that Venice trip.
Tick,
yeah.
Tick, 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 tick.
Venice! But I'm like, dude, it's different going on a dinner date with somebody than it is
on a trip. Oh, yeah.
And
that's a make or break.
And she's saying private plane in the whole nine yards.
Wow. To Europe.
To Venice.
Yeah, to Europe. That's Venice is in Europe.
You don't say.
that's expensive. It's one thing to have a private plane fly you know, in these states, but to go private over to Europe.
To go over to Europe. That's a. I'm so excited to hear about this.
It's a make or break time
because
to
when
go
you
on a
spend
trip.
7 days in the same room as somebody, first of all, just like we were talking about that one day, I have a feeling that already that I know this lady's personality is like, when I want it, I'm going to get it.
Of course.
And if he's not ready, then she's going to get upset about that.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to run away from somebody when you're stuck in a room in Venice. And I say Venice nonetheless, it's because Venice is a very compact place.
It is.
It's not airy and roomy.
No,
You're right on top of everybody. Yes. Everybody's right on top of you. The rooms are very small. Even when they're big, they're small.
Right. Unless you're in the palace.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not sure Marlon has the personality to know how to navigate this whole thing.
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
There's no cars in Venice either. There's no like Carl and Uber.
Yeah, I mean, there's a car here or there.
No.
But yeah. I went too. There's a car here or there. Yeah. I mean, but you and
motorcycles, maybe
they have mopeds occasionally, but there is a car or two because they deliver stuff with those little, you know, the little box trucks.
Yeah.
They deliver them there. But I think I need a box truck.
I'm out of here.
Regardless, you are right about one thing. You're not picking up a taxi in Venice. You either walk in or you're going on a gondola.
Yep.
That's it. luckily you can get from one end of the island to the other in like 20.6 seconds. Yeah. But I have a suspicion that Marlon is not going to handle pressure well.
He needs to kind of just let her take control. Lean back. Enjoy the ride.
That's what I do. I'd be like, whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'd be like an alien.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, like if an alien visited me and wanted to suck me off, I'd be like, all you. Yeah. I wouldn't ask any questions or take no pictures.
Hey, everybody. It's that time in the commercial break when we take a short commercial break. You know the drill by now, so I'm not going to drag on. TCBpodcast.com is where you go if you want to watch any of the videos or listen to any of the audio of our entire library. Hit the Contact Us form and email us content ideas, questions, concerns, or comments. 661-237-8296. That's 661-BEST-2-YO. Send us a text message. It's not a spam text message line. We will reply. YouTube.com/the commercial break is where you find our video version. It's completely different than the audio version. Please hit subscribe and like on your favorite video. Make sure you use those specialized URLs and codes from our sponsors. They give you free shit, and we certainly would appreciate it. Rate us and review us on your favorite podcast player, and know that we're grateful for every one of you. Now, let's hear from those sponsors, and then we'll quickly be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Ah, this episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Mint Mobile. And yes, that includes Ryan Reynolds. He's a good friend of the show. I know he listens. My in-laws come in every summer and every holiday. And every summer and every holiday, we have the same issue. They would pay an arm and a leg to use their international SIM cards here inside the United States. That was until our good friends at Mint Mobile hooked us up with a $15 a month plan that they can use with any existing unlocked phone. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service at just $15 a month. And the reason they can do this is because they're an online-only service. No expensive retail stores or pushy salespeople trying to sell you products you'll never need. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or you're buying for an entire family. All plans come with unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data that's delivered on one of the nation's largest 5G networks. Let me repeat that. All plans, including the $15 one, come with unlimited talk, text, and data. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your front door for free, go to mintmobile.com/TCB. That's mintmobile.com/TCB. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TCB. Thanks, Mint Mobile, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. Hey, everybody, want to thank our brand new sponsors, American Musical Supply. And man, would my parents have appreciated American Musical Supply when I was a saxophone player from the time I was in third grade all the way through high school. And American Musical Supply would have made life easy on my father, who had to trudge all over town looking for a freaking saxophone for me to play. If you want the latest and greatest gear from today's top brands, everything is there for beginners and seasoned professionals. Everything for the podcaster, home recording enthusiasts, guitarists, drummers, vocalists, DJs, and everything else musical. American Musical Supply also has great payment plans. They approve more people and do not require you to open up a new credit card. They only use your existing ones. Another thing my father would have loved, he paid tens of thousands of dollars for that one saxophone that I ended up losing after I left the house. With over 30 years of award-winning customer service, American Musical Supply is the place to go for musical supplies. So go to AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to receive $20 off your next purchase of over $100. That's AmericanMusical.com and use the commercial break promo code TCB to get $20 off your next purchase of over $100. And we want to thank American Musical Supply for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
That brings me back around to a topic that you may or not, you know, a topic that we were discussing earlier.
Yes.
Which is alien sex.
Uh-huh.
I learned that Demi Lovato has a brand new television show, and it's all about her encounters with UFOs. She actually video recorded a UFO sighting that she had. And to me, it looks pretty convincing,
yeah,
actually.
I'm glad she got it on tape.
Yeah, I'm glad she got it on tape, too, because or else she'd just be the
monster
weird
hunter.
Celebrity. Yeah, she'd be like the guy from Blink 182. Anyway, so that got me interested in watching the show. I watched a couple of episodes, uh-huh. And Demi Lovato is still a very attractive woman.
Yeah,
so I
she's
was
great.
Like, I wonder if, you know, if she gets some alien dick out of this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's bi, so
she's,
could be either way.
She's non-binary, mm-hmm. is what she says, and she is bi. She's fluid.
She is fluid.
What they call it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the aliens are fluid, too.
They've got to be.
They've got to be. Like, you think they care about which gender they're having sex with? The Romans didn't. It's
no,
only
exactly.
It's only in the 1980s that we get all upset about gay people. That's it. I mean, that's it.
Jeez.
It's only since Reagan have we been so obsessed with what other people do in the bedroom. Fuck off. Who cares? Give a shit. The Romans were fucking anything with a hole all over the place. And they didn't care.
Yeah.
They were just having fun.
They were.
All right. To each their own. So I decided I'd go back to a fetish I had heard about many, many times, which is alien sex. Like lots of, seems like women especially are very interested in alien sex.
Okay.
And I thought I would find
they
a video.
They must have had some bad times here on Earth.
I mean, don't most women? Isn't that just one
I
of those
mean,
things?
You just that you turned them alien.
Aster and I were talking about this last night. Don't ask me why Aster and I were talking about this last night. We were talking about how a woman really has to just like the whole, there has to be a whole thing. It's like a whole head, heart, body. It all has to be in it, in the moment, working together, in conjunction with each other to really feel intimate and turned on, right?
True.
That doesn't mean it has to be a lengthy encounter. It means it just has to be working in unison.
Exactly.
Right? Unless it's just you're fucking somebody so fucking hot that doesn't matter who it is, you know, it doesn't matter how good they are. They're just going to, you know, jizz anyway. But then men were like physiologically built to just like spread our seed. So it doesn't really matter. We're just like,
It's way more visual for men and way more mental for women.
Facts, right? Scientific facts.
Yeah.
1 out of 10 dentists agree. So
this has been sponsored by Oral B.
Sponsored by Oral B. Oral blowjobs. Oral blowjobs. Oral blowjobs. Keep your mouth fresh while you're sucking that cock. So I think that most women that you would talk to would say that they've had really unpleasurable sexual experiences before, because maybe part of it is that it, you know, in that particular moment, everything just wasn't working together.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it became either comical, boring, or upsetting, right? It was just like, oh, this is not, I'm not here.
I'm not here with this.
Yeah. Meanwhile, ask a guy how many unpleasant sexual experiences they
have
had.
What's that?
Yeah. What's that? What? Who's fucking me? How quick can they get here?
Yeah.
The truth is that I can think of a few, but it's because they were comical, upsetting, or boring, right? They were actually those things. Not, it wasn't in my head. It was, you know, we had the gobbler. We had the person who did not move whatsoever for any, it was really weird. It was like having sex with a dead
corpse.
Body. And I learned after I had dated her that actually turned her on.
Oh.
Like kind of playing dead, letting it happen. Like you said, letting it happen.
Okay.
Whatever.
Did I say that?
Yes, you just did. Okay. Like 3 minutes ago. Welcome to the what's the name again?
What?
A commercial break. Who made that name up? I'm on a podcast. That's crazy. So I went around and I searched around for videos with people that talking about their encounters, sexual encounters.
With aliens.
Like to hear one?
Yes, of course.
This is a couple that, I'll let them explain themselves. This is another British documentary here. Oh, that's the wrong one. There you go, right there. British documentary. Go to TC. Don't go to TC. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or you could go to tcbpodcast.com.
Or you can go to Spotify Live.
You can go to Spotify Live, The Commercial Break Live on Spotify, and you can watch the entire episode a day or two after it releases. We also do the same thing on YouTube, and we put out clips every single day of the week for your viewing enjoyment. Please subscribe if you would, because, we don't have any subscribers, so we need a few of those. All right, here we go.
This is Alice Haggerty. She's a divorced mother of three who now lives with her boyfriend, Pat Marcatilio, in the otherwise...
Not to make fun of Alice here, but Alice looks like an alien.
And he looks like he's from 1970s Vegas.
You remember that video game, Leisure Suit Larry?
Yeah.
Do you remember the video game where or Hot Tub Larry or whatever it was?
Yeah.
That X-rated video game that came out right when computers were around. And they had like the little, it's this guy. He's got his shirt
he's
on
got
button.
A gold chain.
Yeah. He's ready.
Dyed black hair.
This guy's sexy.
Unremarkable.
If I was having sex with that, I'd probably pretend I was having sex with aliens too.
Yes.
Suburb of Trenton, New Jersey.
There's one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
There's one. Look at that. That's a flying alien cock right there.
That's what we just saw.
Look at that alien penis.
They're just sitting out in lawn chairs.
Yeah. There's one right there.
Yep. In the broad daylight.
Dr. UFO.
Aliens, and that she has seen them throughout her life, even if for a long time no one would believe her.
I'm assuming no one still does believe her. These people live in, what is that show?
Yikes.
Extreme Hoarders?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is extreme hoarding. Anytime
it's organized hoard. Yeah. It's an organized hoard. Swarm!
Anytime you put a stained pillow on top of your couch cushions to sit on,
mismatch.
It's probably an indication of how clean your house is.
Right.
So I'm just sharing that.
Right.
I told my mother at one time that I was seeing these beings. This is when I was 7 years old, 8 years old, and I was told I was seeing demons, that I was fooling around with stuff that I shouldn't be. It was...
Like my vagina?
Fooling around.
It's wild. This lady's out there, dude.
Lord.
It's hard, because I'm not a liar. You know, I'm not making up stories. These things really happen.
Okay, so this is a husband and a wife that are sitting together. The wife is in a muumuu, a literal Walmart muumuu. She's got horn rim glasses on.
Huge glasses.
Huge glasses that make her eyes look like alien eyes.
A possible perm with some bangs.
Yeah, and the roots from 1997.
Yeah.
And then we've got Leisure Suit Larry, who's got his hair slicked back. He's got
black
a Hawaiian
hair.
Shirt on with
gold chains.
Yeah, with it.
Gold rings.
Gold rings, gold chains. He's got his shirt open. He seems like he might be.
He seems relaxed.
Yeah, he seems relaxed. And when she said, I'm
he's
not
like,
a liar.
That's my girl.
He said, I'm not a liar. He put his hand to his face. Like, oh, here she goes again.
Oh. But everything changed when Alice met Pat.
The two of you are beginning a strange journey.
They met at a UFO conference.
There's an alternative
Let's just
detender.
Say Pat is no skeptic when it comes...
There's a page turner.
...to aliens. In fact, he's downright obsessive. He's collected pretty much every UFO publication ever published.
Real Sex 20
and some rather
intimate
dodgy videos.
Sessions.
Yeah.
Wait, I just saw a tape that said Real Sex 20.
Call for Bob on and
that
Garden
was on
State,
HBO.
New Jersey. HBO is calling. Press 1 to accept the charges from Zork. Hey, it's me, Bob. What's going on? We'd like to come down and do some fucking. Can you get the HBO documentary crew there? Yeah, no problem. I got you covered. When are you coming? On the 19th circular of the moon. We'd like some hot Zork cock.
Zork? I don't know where I made that up, but I love it. Zork. Yeah, this guy's a full-on fetish freak. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Alien erotica.
Secret files.
Could you please find a way to make sure that these tapes do not get out? Oh, I got you covered. I've got a VHS tape. I'll write secret files on it. No one will ever see it. Thank you. Is that the best security Earth has to offer? It's the top of the line technology. I'm going to break the little tab so it can't be recorded over. You are great, Bob. Thank you. You will get much alien pegging when you get there. Ah, I love the pegging.
Oh, my God.
It's two. Naturally, their relationship blossomed. And then an unplanned...
Blossomed. Like a flower.
Naturally.
On the moon. These two.
And of events gave he them both a difficult decision to make.
You had me an alien dick, honey. You had me an alien jizz. Yep. The first time you said Zorn, come on, I was like, oh, yes, she's my girl.
She's the one. She's the one. Oh.
Alice came to me and said that she was pregnant. And I said, oh, my goodness. You know, and we were surprised. We were both surprised. She was.
Don't worry. The baby can come live with us on Zorn.
Yeah.
The first time she said she was pregnant, I was like, oh, yeah, well, okay. There's another one. I gotta throw away her phone number, too.
Woke up Christmas, was that Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, yeah.
And there was a big four-inch spot of blood on her bed, and she felt that she wasn't pregnant any longer.
It's called a miscarriage, I think, Bob.
Say.
Yeah, Bob. Jeez.
It could have been a miscarriage. But for Alice and Pat,
is the guy who's narrating this the same guy from ICTV?
ITTV? ITV, whatever, ICTV. ISIS TV. Yeah, no, I don't, I'm sure that they share a lot of the same narrators. Yeah.
Okay.
Explanation. Aliens.
Aliens.
They had taken the baby. They took our baby.
Most miscarriages happen around 2 months. I was beyond that, so I knew that, you know, something more was happening to me.
Aliens.
Aliens. That's the first explanation I always go to.
No need to go to the doctor.
Who drank the rest of the milk? Aliens. Goddamn aliens. Where are my keys? Aliens. Fucking aliens.
Yes, we're just going to start blaming everything on aliens.
Who's shitting Mia's diaper? Aliens! God damn aliens.
They are so mischievous.
Why isn't anybody listening to the commercial break? Aliens! Fucking aliens. God damn it. I'll get those aliens. They'll let me know when they're coming. I'm going to get them. Oh my God, this is that's a natural conclusion. Aliens. She had a miscarriage. They took the baby. That's what they did.
They took the baby.
Hey, Bob, it's us, the Zorks. Don't worry, the kid is safe with us. We're using him. He's on a hamster wheel. He's currently propelling our ships through space. His name is David.
Found out that I was actually giving the aliens my babies.
Why are they showing that like little...
This is just like a weird... they're trying to be trendy documentary. It's like it's a piece of shit.
They show wind chimes.
Yeah. Oh, aliens and wind chimes go hand in hand.
Why the chime just chimed?
That's it.
Aliens.
Why are my French fries cold? Wind chimes or aliens? One of the two. Not sure. Fucking wind chimes and aliens. Nothing goes together like wind chimes and aliens. Ice cream and apple pie. Chevrolets and cold beers. Wind chimes and aliens.
Yep.
Would aliens come and take Alice's baby? She's convinced it's because the baby was not actually Pat's, but the product of one of her alien encounters. Oh. And the good news is that the baby didn't die.
The good news.
That's the good news. The baby didn't die.
This
the bad news
comes out as a happy ending.
We're not entirely. He's being tortured by aliens. The good news is he didn't die. The bad news is we're not entirely sure where he is. Good news is he didn't die. Uh-huh. The bad news is I was cheating on Bob with an alien. That must have been great news to Bob. Bob's like, if it's not mine, whose is it?
Aliens!
Fucking aliens.
Aliens is a good cop-out.
Yeah, that's right.
It really is. I mean, it's underused.
Yes, officer, was there a problem?
You know how fast you were going? Aliens! Or wind chimes! One of the two.
It was the aliens.
Child is being brought up on an alien spaceship as we speak. And how does she know? Well, Alice says that on one of her trips into space, she...
Elon Musk sent her up to visit. Elon Musk got wind and tweeted back at her. Free trip to see your Zork child. Oh, that Elon Musk. He's saving the world, isn't he?
He really is.
Introduced to hundreds of such alien-human hybrid babies.
Babies were extra small.
Maybe she knows all the other babies that the whacking tree guy was having.
Yeah. I'm sure they're playing on the playground together.
Yeah, we don't know. You may not have heard this episode. It may not have been out yet. Whatever. Anyway, we reviewed a guy who claims to have had sex with alien named Crescent for over 66 years, but he failed to ask her why he picked her. But he had like 150 alien babies that he saw in a glass case one time. Yeah.
6 to 8 inches. The hair was very, very fine. Very little of it. You could see the skeletal system through the skin.
Translucent
skin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, why? That'd be no good for me.
Yeah.
I need a Zork tanning bed.
I need a Zork tanning bed.
But you have to think about it. If you're living in space and you're constantly traveling through space and there's no sun, I guess your skin would just turn translucent, right? Mm-hmm. But here's another question. What kind of drugs are these people taking?
I don't know, but I want some.
Didn't Jersey just legalize mushrooms and acid? They did, I think, right?
Normal, but you could see knowledge in the eyes. Unnatural. Knowing that they had the knowledge of the universe. That they were much more intelligent than I could ever be.
Bob's like, let's go back to watching Real Sex 20.
Yeah. Hey, honey, you want...
I'm just in it for the erotica.
You want to put
whatever she says.
You want to put on alien anal and get it on?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, honey, I have a headache.
According to Alice, her responsibilities don't end with breeding. The aliens have occasionally abducted her for a brief spell of alien wet nursing.
Wet nursing? they're bringing her up to breastfeed?
Yeah.
You mean the aliens didn't have that part covered?
No.
Yeah.
They didn't think that through.
Hi, Bob. This is Zork from Ork. I just had sex with your wife many, 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 many times. Unfortunately, I didn't buy any...
formula.
I didn't buy any Gerber baby food. Do you mind if I borrow your wife's tits?
God damn it, alien! You're fucking with my life.
It wasn't my fault. It was the wind chimes.
When I was on board, I had to put my hand on this cylinder coming up out of the floor or whatever, and I could feel all my energy draining into the cylinder.
There's a picture of this. This looks like a glory hole to me.
This picture is hilarious. I mean, they're no Picasso.
Yeah.
Look, what did you expect? Stick figure.
It's a stick figure.
My hands on cone.
There's a hole in the floor, and there's a dick coming out of the floor.
Yeah. They had me put my hands on it, drained all my energy. That's because that's an alien glory hole.
Oh my God.
I have seen this before.
Wow. And I was told that, you know, it's mother's love for the babies. And somehow they put the energy into the babies and...
Storage tank of mother's love.
Storage tank.
Welcome back to the ship, Karen. Please go put your hands on the mother's love stick. Now rub furiously and vigorously. Yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. More mother's love. Don't mind what's coming out of the mother's love stick. That is mother's love. We are collecting it.
This is hilarious. It says on here, storage tank of mother's love energy or life energy.
I think in human terms, that's called a used t-shirt. Possibly a towel. We are collecting mother's love. Keep rubbing, Karen. Keep rubbing.
This show is so stupid. We are so stupid.
I know. This is crazy.
Karen's whacking off aliens.
Like it says base.
Yeah, it says base. It looks like a ball, a testicle. I kept rubbing the base and they kept telling me the mother's love's coming through just fine, Karen. Keep on rubbing. And in a minute, you're going to see a new mother's love stick come out of the ground. Don't worry. It might have a different color. Maybe it's going to bend the other way.
Oh my God,
Karen. You've been tricked by the aliens.
We got to keep going for a minute. Yeah, I know, what else is on this drawing?
You cannot live without a human touch. It was like I was the universal...
whacker offer.
The picture was the day. Yeah,
I was the alien masturbator. That's what I did. I got an important position. Bader of the universe.
Love machine, you know, for the babies.
A milk machine for the babies.
And Alice isn't the only one to claim to have given birth to hybrids.
Oh, okay, we're going to
Years after her encounters with the reptilian alien, Pamela says she woke up one night, stark naked, and surrounded by alien beings who led her into a room inside a spaceship, where some tiny figures were waiting.
Why are they showing children?
Why are they showing children? That's a little weird.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little flashback from it all now.
Oh, my God. This is, yeah. There's a blonde bombshell on the screen right now. I mean, she's a little bit older, but you can tell that she's a good-looking, attractive woman.
Yep.
And she's all sexed out. She's got a see-through shirt on with a lace
bra. She was sitting by the pool in a lacy dress.
In a lacy dress. And she's been taken to a room with children, apparently, for sex. I don't know.
There were four little girls who rushed over and grabbed my arms and started calling me mommy.
Get off me! I don't know you.
Get it? You little brats! Welcome, Danielle.
And I woke up in the grocery store.
The children are going to take you to the mother's love stick. We need a new mother love milker.
Oh, my God.
We want to try you out for a couple of weeks.
I was too freaked out to embrace them. And I kept saying, let me go. And they said, mommy, don't go. And I said, let me out of here. Get away from me. And all of a sudden, it felt like I fell back through the door.
I woke up in Kmart. I realized I had been on a drug bender.
And that's when I woke up at the Rusty Nail Bar. And Kenneth was trying to stuff a key full of coke up my nose, saying, you gotta wake up, girl.
Your kids are here.
You nodded out. Your kids are outside in the car, all four of them.
They were just in here screaming, "Mommy, Mommy!" I don't know what pills you're on, Karen, but you got to get it somewhere else.
My bed startled.
Oh, my God.
And I was so panic-stricken, I can't remember when I have been more afraid. I noticed my arms were kind of sore, and I looked down, and I saw little dime-like bruise marks on my arms where my daughters had been grabbing me. It hit me that I must have been through something truly physical.
Yes, it's... It's called a crystal meth binge. It's called ayahuasca, and you shouldn't do it around your children.
Oh, my God.
Okay, just another couple of minutes here.
So, yeah, it was pretty scary, especially for someone who never wanted children.
You didn't say you didn't have them.
Yeah,
he said he never
wanted
them.
He said they weren't yours. Yeah.
Never wanted them.
You never wanted them. All those pregnancies just went straight up to Zorn. Yeah, with the other ladies.
It's not just human women who are breeding with aliens.
Oh, no, we're going to somebody else.
Okay. All right. We'll save this for the next episode. I promise we'll get back to it. And you know what? That was not the right... What happened there?
Aliens.
Aliens! Like that was our... That's some of the hardest I've laughed.
I know.
On this show. Aliens! Oh my God! Who took my unborn baby? Aliens! Yeah. Oh my God! Okay, well, you know,
I'm gonna start using that one more.
One more.
No, we're gonna. No, I'm gonna start using that excuse.
Oh, aliens!
More.
Yeah, me too.
Aliens.
Yeah, when Astrid asks me what's going on, I'm say, you know, what are you doing?
Aliens!
Where are the children? I can't find them. Aliens! It's going to be my secret code word in bed for Astrid to stop. Aliens! Oh, my gosh. That was a good one. We're laughing so hard that I messed up the entire back half of the show. But
that
don't worry
aliens.
About it. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Or the wind time.
Yeah, no one's going to care. They didn't make it this far anyway. They tuned out way back when I started talking about...
Mother's love.
No, way before then. When I start talking about the seven little Johnstons, they were like, well, turn it off.
I'll check again next week.
I'll try the next episode. Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, thanks for joining us. And tcbpodcast.com, that's where you go. You can find out more about
Chrissy.
And for
those of you that made it this far, please write a review that says aliens.
I'm sure we're going to get a couple. Yeah. Because we got smart-ass listeners. So I'm sure that they'll write it. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. You can also check out our sponsors' discounted codes and URLs there at the show notes page. Or you can hit us up on Instagram at TheCommercialBreak or YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak for content you can't find anywhere else. All of our full episodes, all of our clips, all of our YouTube exclusive videos are all on our YouTube channel. And now we are on Spotify Video. Go to Spotify, search for The Commercial Break Live, and you will see the most recent episodes are up there. They're full-length video episodes, so you can listen or watch or a combination of both, whatever you want to do. Chrissy and I look so good, why wouldn't you want to? That's all I got to say. And 661-237-8296, 6661, best, the number two, Y-O-Yo. Okay.
Yo.
We love you. Thank you so much. Leave us a podcast review if you get an opportunity. I love you, Chrissy.
Yeah, I love you, Brian.
What more can we do?
I think that's it.
Okay, best to you.
Best to yo.
And until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say, bye.